Good morning. It's 8:49, 57 degrees right now on Friends Plaza in Urbana. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll check in with Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities in Normal, Illinois. He'll give us the lay of the land on the commodity markets here this morning. And we'll also hear from meteorologist Drew Lerner coming up shortly here on AM 580. Quick glance at the markets. Higher trading on the grain side in the early going. Corn up anywhere from 2 cents to 3 and a quarter here in early trading after the 8:30 reopen. Meanwhile, soybeans trading anywhere from about 6 3/4 to 7 1/4 higher here in the early going. Wheat trading up about 3 cents higher, both for the Chicago and Kansas City wheat. And for that matter, livestock doing pretty well in the early going as well. Lots of green on the board here this morning. Let's check a few notes for you here on this Tuesday. December corn modestly higher early today with another day of pleasant fall weather for row crop harvest. Late yesterday, USDA said that 98% of corn was mature, 59% harvested, slightly ahead of its five-year average paces. And we'll hear more from the forecast coming up from Drew Lerner, but the five-day forecast from DTN says heavy rain amounts in store for the southern plains. At 8 a.m. today, USDA announced that China bought 132,000 metric tons, and that's about 4.85 million bushels of U.S. soybeans for 2015-16. Before that announcement, soybeans were higher, still finding support from the current stretch of dry weather in central Brazil and also being helped by early commercial buying in meal. As for USDA, yesterday they said that 96% of soybeans were dropping leaves and 77% harvested. That's also ahead of their five-year average pace. And right now at 8:51, it is time to check in with meteorologist Drew Lerner from World Weather Incorporated. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Brian. We do expect to see some continuation of good harvest weather across parts of the Midwest as we go forward through this next several-day period. Now, speaking about the lowermost parts of the region, primarily from southern Illinois and southeastern Missouri into Ohio and parts of Kentucky, and on out down into the parts of the Delta, for that matter, these areas will not see much precipitation for a several-day period coming up. We do expect, though, some showers to start popping up later today across parts of southeastern South Dakota and Nebraska and maybe a few northern Kansas locations. And from there, those showers will scatter into parts of Michigan and perhaps northernmost sections of Ohio. The precipitation that occurs over the next 2 days will be rather erratic. Some fieldwork will advance around the precipitation. The majority of the rain totals will run from just a few hundredths of an inch upwards to maybe 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. I think there's a chance that somebody could get a half inch of moisture, but it would definitely be a localized event. The temperatures have warmed up nicely across the Midwest here this morning. The readings are notably warmer than they were last weekend. We're looking at readings at this hour running mostly in the 50s and a few lower 60s out there. And as we go through the afternoon today, a nice warm-up is expected to take place with 70-degree highs likely in the bulk of the Midwest. There'll be some 80-degree readings in parts of Missouri and Nebraska, maybe a few areas in Kansas, possibly even southwestern Iowa. This warm-up will occur ahead of our approaching storm system and frontal system that are going to be moving into the plains. And we will see one more day of very good conditions across the Midwest, especially as we get out tomorrow. We'll see highs in the upper 70s and near to slightly over 80 degrees once again. In the meantime, we do see an insurgence of subtropical moisture working its way into the U.S. southern plains, and this will turn out to be the season's most significant rain event for hard red winter wheat country. And also West Texas cotton areas. These areas will all see a general soaking. 3/4 of an inch to 2 inches of rain will be common across the wheat country, and we'll look for some local totals running from 2 to 5 inches from the Texas panhandle into central Kansas. This will all get started as light shower activity today and become much more significant tomorrow into Thursday. That will start to spread to the north and to the east, though, as we get into Thursday and Friday and maybe into Saturday. So the western corn belt will turn quite a bit wetter, not as wet as hard red winter wheat country, though. We will see rain totals in the western corn belt running mostly in the range of maybe 4/10 of an inch upwards to about an inch and a half. The system is going to fall apart as it tries to go across the Mississippi Basin a little bit later into the weekend. We will see some rain across parts of the Midwest, but it's not likely to be very impressive. We'll see a couple tenths of an inch upwards to 3/4 of an inch. There may be some isolated areas that get over an inch of rain. Those will probably be hugging close to the Ohio River. In South America, we are watching closely the drier tendency that's prevailing across northern portions of Brazil. That is expected to change as we move into the coming weekend and into next week as an increase in shower activity begins to evolve. The situation is not going to be perfect, but it will at least be more supportive of getting some of these early season crops in the ground. Overall, planting of soybeans in Brazil is actually ahead of schedule right now, and that's mainly because the South has had such good weather that they've actually planted more than usual for this time of the year. Mato Grosso and Goiás, though, are still struggling to get into the fields because of that hot, dry bias that has been prevailing. But again, conditions will improve very soon. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
All right, Drew, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good day.
That's Drew Lerner with World Weather Incorporated joining us on this Tuesday.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, offering financial products and services specifically for the agricultural industry, including farm real estate and operating loans, crop insurance, and point-of-sale financing, as well as farm cash management solutions.
Just before 8:56 on this Tuesday morning, time to check in with Pete Manhart at Bates Commodities over in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Pete.
Good morning.
And it's looking like some green here early. Soybeans especially look to be pretty strong in the early going today.
Yeah, well, we had the report yesterday afternoon come out, and it showed 77% of harvest nationwide done on soybeans. It showed 59% on corn. Usually when we get this far along and in the fall, it's a sign that we're ready to turn around from the going down mode to grinding upward, and we see that today. And the beans were up 7 to 8 after at one time last night being down a penny. Corn is up 2 to 3.5. They were at one time down 1 to 1.25. But again, they've also been up 4. They're up 2 to 4 right now. Beans up 7 to 8. And it's just the normal fall change from everything going down due to everything available till when we're getting close to finishing up on crops like beans. And getting past halfway on corn, it's tougher to get those grains out of people's hands. So the market has to go up to get anything bought, and we're starting to see that.
Very good, Pete. And what are we looking at in news here today? What's caught your eye here today?
The news basically is the harvest being finishing up in beans at 77%. They had Illinois down at 85% in both corn and beans. That was pretty much leaders in corn, especially in beans. You've got Minnesota that always usually leads us. They're 97% done harvesting, so that it takes extra dollars to get that bin door back open. Otherwise, there's not much out there. Continued good weather for finishing up harvest, and then the normal time of year for us, if you look at a chart for the downward move to turn up, there's really not much news out there. There's plenty available, especially of corn, beans, and wheat around the world, and we're one of the higher-priced ones, so we have to worry about usage from the rest of the world. But economic news was a little better today. I think Chinese yesterday had a little better economic news than maybe expected, and that's helped people give the idea that they will continue to buy beans, and they've been a big buyer of beans in the last few weeks. So that's about all out there today. Good weather for continued good harvest, but finishing up the harvest for the year, bin doors slam, and it takes higher prices to get that out to where it's needed in the world.
All right, Pete. Well, thank you very much for the update. We appreciate it.
Have a great one.
You too. That's Pete Manhart with Bates Commodities over in Normal here with us on this Tuesday morning. And let's take one more glance at the prices here on this Tuesday morning. December corn up 3.5 at 376¾. The March corn up 3.5 at 387¼. And May corn up 3 at 393¼. November soybeans up 8 cents at $8.99 per bushel. The January beans up 8 at 903¼, and March beans up 8¼ at 906¾. December soybean oil up 32 at 28.46. On the wheat side, December winter wheat in Kansas City up 2¾ at 475. The Chicago wheat for December up 3½ cents at 489¼. On the livestock side, cattle mixed. The October live cattle up 20 at 138.47½. October feeders are down 92½ at 194.07½. December lean hogs up 140 at 67.40. Mostly sunny skies in the forecast today. The high 75 degrees with south winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Our next chance of rain around here Friday night into Saturday. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.